You're listening to the 20th anniversary SCAC podcast. Today we're looking back over the top moments in men's cross country. I'm joined by Rhodes head cross country coach Robert Shankman. And coach, just for a lot of our listeners out there who may not know, talk about the dynamics that what goes into a cross country runner. There's such a mental grind and just the training and really the special kind of athlete it takes to be a top cross country runner in this conference.
Yeah, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head talking about, you know, the grind. And I think typically what you find cross-country runners just in general tend to be, you know, very disciplined. And, you know, for those of you that, you know, that have either ran in high school and, you know, had a sense of their teammates, you know, parents that are, you know, that whose children, you know, that they're in cross country. I think the common theme you always hear from everybody is, you know, boy, the cross country athletes are really disciplined. They tend to be, you know, great students. So obviously the discipline it takes to go out there and put, you know, the type of mileage in and just have that level of work ethic really translates into a lot of other things in life. Specifically, you know, those people are also very disciplined in the classroom. I know typically, you know, it's very common to see cross-country runners have their teams be among the highest GPAs, you know, among the various teams at their school. But I tell you, it really does take someone that's very long-term goal-oriented. I know some people, you know, want immediate results, but some people just naturally have the ability to kind of say, hey, I understand that, you know, improving as a distance runner is a long-term process. And, you know, it's tough. You know, a lot of people, you know, you're going out there depending on whether you're a male or female athlete or your level of just athleticism, you know, whether you're going out there and running, you know, 35 miles a week or 75 miles a week, you know, a lot of people just take for granted, you know, even easy days are not that easy. You know, the load is heavy. You know, you're out there putting in a lot of mileage and, you know, depending on how many difficult workouts you have a week, it's, you know, it's just tough. And that grind is substantial, and you know a lot of personalities is, you know, just don't lend themselves to being able to pull that off to so on and so forth. So yeah, it's takes a special personality for sure. And you know, I think it, as a coach, you're, you know, when you work with those people and you see that level of work ethic, it's, you know, I have just a tremendous amount of respect for those distance runners, both in our program and other programs that are able to do that, for sure.
Well, you mentioned other programs, Coach. Stepping outside of Rhodes, there have been some really outstanding runners through the decades in the SCAC, guys like Thomas Pillow of Trinity, Graham Wellman, guys that have of DePaul University, both three-time SCAC Runners of the Year, and even now more recently a Jackson Brainerd, Brian Wright. Talk about what you remember about those guys and what made them such special cross-country runners.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you mentioned DePaul, and they always do, you know, Corey and that crew do a nice job. And, you know, when they came into the conference, it really, you know, obviously they've been very successful. And, you know, we all of us, the rest of us, you know, kind of worked hard to kind of stay with them in cross-country, you know, for a while. And, I mean, they just, you know, they just have done a great job developing that same kind of, you know, team, I guess, you know, atmosphere and excitement that we like to think that we have on our team as well. And, you know, I've always been real impressed with the job that they've done. And, you know, the other schools as well. I know Colorado College is coming more recently, and those guys do a great job. We, you know, it's kind of a strange dynamic. We don't see them during the year, just because physically we're so spread out. But you know, they come to the SCAC meet and they're excited and appreciative to be in the SCAC. And you know, they've done a great job as well. You know, Trinity also, you know, just really have had you know, a good handful of really top runners as well. So I think that the thing you've seen in common in other programs as well, Center's done a nice job. You've seen Center really, you know, more in you know, after probably, you know, 02, 03, 04, that's when Lisa's done a really nice job, and they've kind of you know, really come up and put a lot more emphasis, resources into it. But you know, I think it's been nice because in the early years, you know, we were very fortunate, but you just didn't have that many other programs, I think, that were putting, you know, a lot into it. And I think that the last, you know, 7, 8, 9 years in particular, you've really had to, you know, in terms of recruiting and staying on top of things, you really had to put a lot of energy into it to stay up with the other teams. And so I think that has, you know, we've all had to kind of elevate our game. But, yeah, some of those programs, you know, many of those programs have done a great job, you know, with some individual runners and strong traditions. And I think a lot of them feel that they've got that kind of tradition where they're consistently among the top in the region. It's as much as sometimes, you know, you get kind of competitive, you know, I really am, I do have a lot of pride in the conference and the fact that we're, you know, I think recognized nationally as having some really solid programs that are doing a good job consistently.
You mentioned that pride in the conference, Coach. The SCAC has kind of gone from a league that hardly had any representation in the national championships, now routinely having, you know, 1, 2, 3 teams that have represented the SCAC in the NCAA championships. Talk about why you think that change has been made and the direction that you think the SCAC is heading in the future with the cross country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I'm kind of one of the old timers in the league now. You know, this is, like I said, my 21st year, but early on, you know, I saw, you know, a lot of these programs that were focused very much on football and basketball, which was great, and I love those sports, but you just didn't see really the commitment in terms of resources. You didn't see the track facilities that you see today. You didn't see the coaches that were as aggressive as you see today. So, you know, that's been it. I mean, you just really have coaches that are more aggressive, more passionate, not just aggressive, but passionate about what they're doing. And in the recruiting process, you know, student-athletes, you know, sense that. And student-athletes, when they're looking around, you know, they look at, how often are people sending, you know, student athletes to national championships. How enthusiastic is the coach? You know, and so you know, recruits kind of buy into that, and over time, you know, you start to get people that are, you know, national caliber people or have that potential, and then they work through the system and eventually get there. So, yeah, it's really just been a question, I think, of more dedicated, passionate coaches coming in, and I think larger commitments administratively. For facilities too. I know, you know, we built a new facility. Our facility was pretty rough shape back through the 90s, and we built our new facility 6 years ago, which is we're real proud of, and is still in great shape. And you know, I know several other schools have built facilities as well, and that's a big part of it, particularly when you have a recruit on campus. You know, they look at it and they say, okay, you know, I see there's a strong commitment here.
October 30th, 1999, again, the Rhodes men's college cross-country team wins their 10th consecutive CAC-SCAC cross-country title at the 99 SCAC cross-country championships. Coach, again, congratulations on an unbelievable moment as we look back and celebrate 20 years of SCAC history. Thanks again for joining us, and best of luck as you continue to move forward in your career.
Great. It's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot, Russell.